Hi, I'm Kendra Corman, the host of Imperfect Marketing. If you're a solopreneur, small business owner, or marketer, you know marketing is far from a perfect science. And that's why this podcast is called Imperfect Marketing. Here you will hear from marketing experts and successful business owners about their marketing tips and, of course, their lessons learned along the way.
Welcome back to another episode of Imperfect Marketing. I am your host, Kendra Corman. Today, I'm going to talk to you about one of my favorite things about podcasting. Okay, repurposing content. Ever wonder how I can make one episode work 10 times for me? Well, stick around because I'm going to tell you my secrets and talk to you a little bit more about the secrets of content multiplication and even some of the things that I don't use but could. So let's start with the basics. Content repurposing is the art of taking one piece of content and spinning it into multiple formats. Why do you want to do that? Well, it's all about efficiency and reach. We do not have unlimited time and resources. You can save time, touch your audience across various platforms. One podcast episode can go to Instagram, LinkedIn, in your morning email check, on TikTok. It can do unbelievable things and be repurposed for just so much. Okay. First up, let's talk about social media, since that's where we're sort of leading off. It's golden sound bites, impactful quotes, surprising statistics. Turn these into bite-sized audio clips, quote cards, video snippets. Tools like Riverside FM, where I'm currently recording, and Canva.com are your best friends here. Make it simple to craft share-worthy posts. But why stop at audio, right? And video. Turn your episode into text, blog posts, LinkedIn articles, Medium stories. These can all stem from the rich content of your podcast. It not only boosts SEO, but it reaches audience who prefer reading over listening. And trust me, there are podcasts that I've pulled up and I've actually wanted to read the transcript over listening because of wherever I was or whatever I was looking for. I wanted that detail. Okay, I sort of briefly touched on this, but video snippets, because I sort of lumped that together with some of the audio stuff, YouTube shorts, Instagram, YouTube itself for longer episodes, Instagram reels, Facebook reels, Instagram stories, Facebook stories, TikTok, they are all waiting for your content. Create visual highlights, animated audiograms, put a face to your voice. It's a dynamic way to tease content and lure listeners back to a full episode. Or for those who are never going to listen to your podcast, it can give you that thought leadership piece without you having to do much else. Okay. Don't underestimate the power of imagery, right? Pictures worth 1,000 words, like videos worth 1,000,000, but you can design captivating videos, quote cards for Pinterest and Instagram. Visual storytelling and pulling out quotes of importance can really amplify your reach and make things a little bit more memorable. And again, even for those people that aren't listening to podcasts. Now, the whole reason I started my podcast wasn't originally for social media content, although that has really, really helped me out. It's about enriching your email newsletters. I needed content on a regular basis to send out to my database of followers, to nurture them, to share information and insights that would be valuable and actionable. And that is exactly what I did. So I use insights and stories and quotes from my latest episodes to spruce up my email content. Again, it's a great way to keep email subscribers engaged and your content fresh so you don't have to think so hard about what you're going to write about. Now, community engagement is next on our list. Hosting live Q&A sessions on Facebook, LinkedIn, things like that, not only boosts engagement, but personalizes the connection of all of the participants. For a more interactive approach, you could develop quizzes or polls based upon episode content, which could be a fun way to increase engagement. I know some other people that use tryinteract.com. I've used that before. It's amazing, but it's a little pricey. So you might want to try something as simple as JotForm. It will increase engagement and make your content a little bit stickier. Now, don't overlook platforms like LinkedIn. A presentation summary, a webinar of your episode could be a real hit, especially for those in your audience seeking to learn and grow professionally. Have slides, show those off. You know, again, give a little summary. It could give you some really cool insights and appeal to a different audience. Lastly, think about discussion prompts that can spark deeper conversations around your podcast topic. It's a unique way to extend the life of your content, engage in real-time dialogue, and get insights from your target audience. And the insights from your target audience are priceless. Okay, there you have it. That is 10 ways to turn a single podcast episode into a content-generating machine. And with the power of AI out there now, it doesn't take that long to do a lot of these. You just have to create the original podcast content. That's the way I do it. Work smarter and not harder and have AI do it, or wait for AI to take over, right? So thank you so much for tuning into this episode of Imperfect Marketing. If you enjoyed today's conversation, don't forget to rate, subscribe, and share this episode wherever you're listening. Until next time, I'm Kendra Corman, reminding you that in the world of content, creativity is king and your podcast is the castle. Build it wisely. Thank you, AI, for writing that part. Have a great rest of your day.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Imperfect Marketing. Be sure to subscribe and visit kendracorman.com/imperfectmarketing to view the show notes of all my podcast episodes. See you next week, same time, same place.